Hi listeners, welcome to Pattern Club. My name's Lucy, aka Heavy Lifting, and I'm here with my friend Alex, who I will let introduce himself.
Hello, I'm Alex, also known as Yaksu, sometimes. We're here in Sheffield, in Smithfield, at Mondo Radio. Thanks for putting us on. and we are representing Pattern Club, which is something we do in Sheffield. This whole radio show was iMeasure's idea, also known as Ray. So thanks to them. Ray can't be here today, but I think we'll be here next month. What's Pattern Club about, Lucy?
So Pattern Club is kind of born out of lots of different things that Alex and I and Ray do and think about. So we all perform kind of algorithmic computer music, and we're interested in other kinds of pattern-y arts and crafts. So thinking about, for example, textiles or weaving or maybe quilting or mosaic work, and how we can explore some of the synergies between those different types of craft and music and different kinds of expression through patterns. So Alex founded Pattern Club, and we do workshops for people to come along and try stuff out for themselves, and we've done a number of gigs for patterny music, and this radio show will also be a bit about patterny music, but we hope to have some interviews with people who are coming to visit us to do other Pattern Club activities, and they could be musicians or they could be craftspeople. So we'll probably play quite a wide range of stuff. I mean, thinking about the tracks we've got on the list for tonight, it's quite a weird and wonderful selection of stuff. And there isn't really any strong theme this month, although in future months there may be. I think Alex is going to say a few words about the record he just put on to open the show.
Yeah, so Lucy and I both enjoy a particular thing called Jack's Rev, which people using the tidal cycles live coding environment will know is something which does some weird stereo effects. And the track I just played was actually by Terry Snyder and the All Stars on an excellent album called Persuasive Percussion. And it's actually a stereo test record. So just to read a bit about it, it was called I'm in the Mood for Love. And as an exciting balance test for your speakers, opens this selection. Sorry, I haven't got my glasses on, but two bongos of different tonality are heard on each channel. These sounds are followed by the rasp of the scratcher, which provides a challenge to your pickup. And even greater one comes from the electric organ, which generates a tone that goes beyond that of any other instrument. If you go sort of searching for records in charity shops, you come across these weird stereo test records where, I guess in the 60s, when stereo pickups became available, everyone wanted to test out their equipment. There's some weird things you can get. And the only thing we haven't mentioned is the URL for our Pattern Club, which is patternclub.org. We're the Sheffield one. There's also a London one now. Shout out to them. What's the next track, Lucy?
Yeah, so we're going to play a few more tunes now. The first one coming up is by Digital Selves, and it's called Simp.
Thank you. three, four.
Da, di, di, na, dong. 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 Da, di, di, da, dong.
Da, di,
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 na,
na,
dong.
Dong.
Da,
da,
di,
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 na,
na,
dong.
Da,
di,
di,
ki,
di,
na,
na,
tum,
tum,
da,
da,
di,
di,
ki,
di,
na,
na,
tum,
tum,
da, di,
ki,
di,
na,
na,
tum, da, di,
ki,
na,
tum,
da, di,
ki,
na,
tum,
da,
di,
ki,
na,
tum,
da,
di,
ki,
na,
tum,
da,
di,
ki,
na.
Okay, so that last track was by BCU Manjunath and Varajashri Venugopal. You can find it on YouTube, where you can see the look of concentration on their faces. So they are doing a form of music performance called Konakol. You can hear them clapping the tala, which is the kind of metrical cycle, while also reciting syllables. And this is a tradition from South India. So it's Carnatic music, and it is, it's based on syllables which represent the mridangam drum, so it's sort of related to percussion, but it's its own form of performance using vocal recitation, sometimes improvisation, and it is, one of the most pattern-y music that I've ever come across. I really recommend getting into it. There's also loads of videos online introducing you to actually trying it out. It's really something where you can hear more rhythms in the music when you try it out yourself, I think. And I'm lucky to have had some lessons with B.C. Manjunath, who you heard in that recording. It's incredible stuff. What's next, Lucy?
So I'm going to play a couple of tracks now. This is totally self-indulgent of me, but these are basically three songs that were like kind of important to me when I was younger, getting into and interested in pattern-y music. And I will play the songs and then probably talk about them a little bit afterwards.
Oh, so tough. Where's my
So those two tracks we just heard, I think on radio shows they do it in reverse order, but I'm just going to do it in the order that I played them because otherwise I'm going to get confused. So yes, as I said, very self-indulgently, I just played three songs that I loved when I was younger that got me into pattern music. So the first one was a song called Tongue Tied by Erasurata. And I bought the album that song's on just sort of randomly when I was on a geography field trip in Cambridge when I was about 15, when I was looking for something else and I just saw the cover and I liked it. And that's the opening track on the album. And I remember when I first put the CD on, that like polymetrical guitar and bass line just absolutely like threw me off course probably for the rest of my life, because I'd never heard anything like that before, even though, you know, it doesn't actually sound that exciting probably in hindsight. But at the time that was like a really kind of eye-opening experience for me, listening to that track. And, you know, at that time I was kind of exploring a lot, the kind of music I was into, and I suddenly started getting much more interested in interesting rhythms and patterns from that point on. So, yeah, credit Erasurata for that. The second track I played there was the song Canada from the Akira motion picture soundtrack, which is by Gaino Yamashiragumi. And that, the kind of soundtrack to the film Akira, is one of my favourite pieces of music of all time. I was just like happily smiling to myself while it was playing just now. And I first saw Akira when I was about 18. If you haven't watched it, I really encourage you to. It's an anime kind of about, well, it's about a lot of things, but kind of about the end of the world that was made in the 80s. And it's absolutely amazing, has an absolutely amazing soundtrack. And again, I think that whole album, in particular that track, really kind of opened my eyes to different like textures and patterns in music, and thinking about kind of non-Western music and some of the different kind of traditions and rhythmical traditions in non-Western music, which is, again, another big learning point for me. And then the final track I played there is probably kind of the least exciting of the three, and definitely a bit long, but it is... So that's a track called Futura by Battles, which is from their album Gloss Drop. And I didn't really like Battles that much until I heard that album, and lots of the tracks on it are intensely repetitive, and it helped me kind of realise that I love intensely repetitive music, and I make a lot of intensely repetitive music, and I do enjoy a lot of repetition. I nearly played that song by The Fall that goes the three R's, repetition, 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 but I chose Battles instead. So yeah, hopefully that wasn't too repetitive for our audience. Alex, are you playing a track now?
Yeah. Shall I introduce it? So, I was just going to say, I think that Erasurata album was distributed by High Point Low Life in the UK, which was run by Thorsten Sideboard, who's actually a live coder these days, so it all connects up. Anyway, so we'll be talking more about live coding later if you're not sure what that is, but this is a track from my youth. So I was really into Plastic Man, and my friend had some 1210s, and so I got a couple of Plastic Man records. I used to really enjoy mixing them together and also doing polyrhythmic music where you sort of play them at different speeds and let them go in and out of each other. This isn't that, but it is similar. It's by Thomas Brinkman, a sort of mashup of Plastic Man using a specialised turntable with two tone arms, so it sort of overlays different offsets in a nicely algorithmic way. Such a simple thing to do, but just the complexities that come out of it, really beautiful. So let's go for it. Thank you. Okay, so so we already played one track by Digital Selves, which was Live Coded, and we haven't really explained what that is, so maybe we'll both have a go, and then between us, maybe you'll be able to triangulate some kind of meaning. Live coding, it's like a practice that's been around for about 20 years, and it is 20, yeah. And it's sort of based on the idea that you can use a programming language as if it was a musical instrument, which didn't really work to start with, but over the years we've gradually developed tools to make this actually possible, and it's now possible to write a couple of lines of code in a programming language, a specialized programming language, and make music. And you can improvise, or you can use it to make compose music. How would you explain what live coding was, Lucy?
That was actually a very nice explanation. So, yeah, it's one of those. I think me and Alex sometimes get into that situation because we both have been live coding. Well, me for quite a long time, Alex for a really long time. That you get the kind of curse of knowledge in that it becomes very difficult to explain it to someone who doesn't know what it is. But yeah, that was a nice explanation from Alex. I think I would add that we both are really keen on improvising using these techniques, which not everybody does, and that's okay. But we tend to improvise and start from scratch and write code and see where it takes us, and explore the kind of musical patterns and the rhythms that can be sometimes quite unpredictable. And for me, one of the things that I really enjoy about live coding, as opposed to other means of making music with a computer, is that the workflow feels a lot less restrictive. So it's much easier to kind of break out of the grid, or to introduce kind of polyrhythms or polymetrical structures, which I feel like I've talked about quite a lot already. So hopefully my interest in that area is quite clear. So we are going to play a couple of live coded tracks now. So one is by our absent co-host, Ray, or iMeasure. And we're playing a remix of one of their new tracks by Ryan Trainer. And then after that, we're going to play a track by Jade Rose, which is an excerpt from a live stream. It doesn't have a name. And then we'll talk a little bit more about what Jade's doing afterwards, and why we've chosen to play that track at the moment. Wait, I've queued up the wrong track. Sorry, just bear with me. I'm not a professional.
Found it. Oh, here it is. Well, while we're hitting technical difficulties, maybe I'll also explain what a live coding performance looks like while Lucy's quickly queuing up that track. Because we've talked about what it is, but not really how it works in a performance. So if you haven't been to a live coding performance, or what they're sometimes called algoraves, where people dance to this stuff, usually live coders project their screens so that you can see what they're doing. You can see their cursor fly around on the screen. Usually they've got quite a look of fixed concentration on their faces, unless they're one of these people who have pre-prepared code, and then they might dance around and work with the crowd a bit. We do these kind of events in Sheffield quite often, maybe every month. So you can find the dance music oriented events on algrave.com. That's sort of an international site. And you can also find the local pattern-y events where we mix in other kinds of pattern based music and performance, including dance and stuff, on Pattern Club. .org/Sheffield. So I think we're going to go into Jade Rose, is that right? Okay, here we go. Okay, we're going to try once more. Here we go. Here's Jade Rose.
You were all that I had, and they took you from me. It was all that I had, it was all I could do.
Yeah, so that was from the recent online stream where we have like live coders from all around the world performing online, sharing their screens through YouTube streams. These streams go on for like 3 days nonstop with a performance every 20 minutes, believe it or not. The live coding community has really grown lately. It's really nice to see. So Jade there is one of the developers of an environment called Strudel. It's a free open source thing which you can just run in your browser. So if you go to Strudel, strudel.cc, you can try it out. And this is a project I started with another developer called Felix Roos. I say developer, all these people are musicians as well, sort of developing instruments for themselves and sharing it with everyone else, so you can jump in and try it out. So Strudel is based on another environment, which is a bit older. Strudel is coming up to its second birthday, which is why we wanted to highlight it here. So next week it'll be 2 years old. And we're going to celebrate by releasing the first version one. Up to now, it's been in beta, I suppose. But but it's based on another environment called Tidal, as I said, which is a bit older, over a decade now. I can't remember exactly. It's all based on the idea of making patterns out of algorithms by combining different sequences, shifting them forwards and backwards in time according to their own patterns, combining them with other things to make polyrhythms, all these kinds of techniques which are just boiled down to a single word, like something like itta or jux or chunk or something like this, which you can then just apply to your sequence and explore these patterns as they come out. It's actually inspired by Indian music, northern Indian music, via another environment called the Bol processor. So it's interesting to see these different connections between really old, like thousands of years old practices like Konakol that we heard earlier, and sort of be inspired by them and see where we can take them forward with programming languages. Although it's important to recognise that these heritage practices like Konakol are themselves still developing, especially with people like B.C. Manjunath pushing them forward and sharing them with the world. Okay, so are we ready now to listen to Ryan Trainor's remix of I Measure?
Why do people abuse? Why do people age? Why do people abuse animals? Why do people argue? Why do people advertise? Why do people avoid me? Why do people adopt? Why do people attend therapy? Why do people bully? Why do people believe in God? Why do people buy NFTs? Why do people become homeless? Why do people blush? Why do people become vegan? Why do people bite their nails? Why do people communicate? Why do people cyberbully? Why do people cry? Why do people cheat? Why do people commit crimes, PDF? Why do people conform? Why do people celebrate Christmas? Why do people die? Why do people drink alcohol? Why do people drink? Why do people discriminate others? Why do people dream? Why do people dance? Why do people do bad things? Why do people divorce? Why do people exercise? Why do people eat placenta? Why do people exist? Why do people emigrate? Why do people eat meat? Why do people eat rice? Why do people faint? Why do people fart? Why do people fall in love? Why do people fear death? Why do people follow different diets? Why do people fight? Why do people forget? Why do people get married? Why do people go to war? Why do people hack? Why do people forge? Why do people have affairs? Why do people have nightmares? Why do people have pets? Why do people have children? Why do people immigrate? Why do people ignore me? Why do people invest? Why do people itch? Why do people invest money? Why do people invest in stocks? Why do people invent things? Why do people join cults? Why do people join groups? Why do people join the army? Why do people judge? Why do people join the military? Why do people journal? Why do people join unions? Why do people kiss? Why do people kiss under the mistletoe? Why do people keep pets? Why do people knock on wood? Why do people kiss on the lips? Why do people kiss the Blarney Stone? Why do people key cards? Why do people lie for no reason? Why do people lie compulsively? Why do people moan? Why do people meditate? Why do people move? Why do people marry? Why do people move to urban areas? Why do people manipulate? Why do people like me? Why do people not like me? Why do people not believe in God? Why do people not vote? Why do people need glasses? Why do people need sleep? Why do people not treat each other like the same? Why do people need pacemakers? Why do people need water? Why do people overeat? Why do people obey? Why do people overthink? Why do people obey authority? Why do people obey the law? Why do people overdose? Why do people protest? Why do people pass out? Why do people poop? Why do people quit their jobs? Why do people quit? Why do people quit in life? Why do people talk to themselves? Why do people talk in their sleep? Why do people troll online? Why do people think I'm gay? Why do people use spreadsheets? Why do people use social media? Why do people use Facebook? Why do people use pronouns? Why do people use Instagram? Why do people use Twitter? Why do people use Linux? Why do people use drugs for? Why do people volunteer? Why do people vape? Why do people vote? Why do people vomit? Why do people visit Antarctica? Why do people vote conservative? Why do people visit the Lake District? Why do people work? Why do people wear poppies? Why do people worship? Why do people wear glasses? Why do people wear masks? Why do people yawn? Why do people yawn when others yawn? Why do people yawn a lot? Why do people yell? Why do people yodel? Why do people zone out? Why do people zone out a lot? Why do people zip files? Why can't people hear me on Zoom?
Okay, that was a world exclusive, I think. So thanks a lot for Ray and Ryan for sharing that with us. We're very happy to share it with the world. We forgot to check the chat room. Just going to have a look to see if anyone's saying hello. If you're listening, you can do that. Oh, yeah. Hey, nice people. Shout out to Timid. Human and incredible civilian. I guess these are randomly generated, which is very fitting. Thanks for joining us. So what else have we got to say? Anything? Yeah, I guess it is time to say goodbye. We're going to be doing this thing is every third Wednesday. Check mondo.radio to be sure. I guess Ray will be with us next time. Maybe it'll just be Ray. Not sure. We haven't worked that out, but I hope you can come and join us. And if you're listening on catch up, nice to have you here as well. Right. Okay. Any last words, Lucy, before we go with this last track?
No. Just thanks for listening. And the last track we're going to play you out on is by a band called Goat, and it's called Hereafter.
Yeah, so that's the version. There's two goats, one in Sweden, one in Osaka, and this one is one in Osaka. So here we go.